China might be Australia's biggest customer, but the annual AusBIN talks have demonstrated that, more than ever, the US is our security partner of choice. While Australia and the US have agreed to boost military resources in the Indo-Pacific, including an increase in the number of American military personnel rotated through Darwin, Canberra wants Washington to go further. Earlier, I spoke to the Pentagon's Press Secretary, Brigadier General Patrick S. Ryder.
Thanks very much, Patricia. I appreciate it.
What does the US military consider Australia's biggest defence capability gaps to be? Are we just talking about submarines, or is it more extensive?
I would really defer to the Australian military to talk about its own capabilities. I can tell you from a United States military perspective, we greatly appreciate the capabilities that Australia brings to the relationship and to the region. As you know, the relationship and the alliance between the United States and Australia goes back many, many decades. It's what our secretary refers to as the unbreakable alliance. And so when you look at the big picture here and you look at the relationship that our two nations share and the capabilities that we both bring to bear, it really does a lot to help preserve a free and open Indo-Pacific. And we were very excited about the opportunity this week to meet with your ministers and to further deepen that relationship.
Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin said Australia would not be left with a capability gap when the Collins-class submarines are retired. Is the US in a position to supply Virginia-class nuclear submarines in the next decade?
Well, when we're talking about AUKUS, really what we're talking about here is a generational capability. And so as Secretary Austin highlighted, our leaders have been working together to develop the optimal pathway for Australia to acquire a nuclear-powered submarine. And so progress continues on that front. And as Secretary Austin highlighted, we'll continue to work closely with Australia and the United Kingdom and ensure that there is no capability gap.
The US has approved the sale of Black Hawk helicopters to Australia, which will replace a European fleet. What additional capabilities does that give us?
Helicopters provide a fantastic transport capability, of course, a fantastic mobility capability. But again, this goes back to the broader discussion about interoperability between our two militaries and our ability to work together throughout not only the region, but the world. And you've seen that happen again and again in conflicts and in disaster response. And it really says a lot about the relationship between our two nations, our two militaries, and the ability to seamlessly work together towards common goals and shared values.
The US and Australia have invited Japan to participate in regional military exercises next year. From a military perspective, would you like to see Japan join the AUKUS alliance?
You know, we've been very clear that AUKUS is meant to be additive to our existing relationships in the region, which includes ASEAN, the Quad, and our treaty allies, including Japan and the Republic of Korea.
Are you concerned this will be viewed as a provocation by Beijing?
Well, really, again, our focus here is on working with our close ally and partner, Australia, to work with like-minded nations in the region to preserve a free and open Indo-Pacific. And so these relationships and these efforts are really meant to build on our interoperability, build on our ability to work with other partners in the region to ensure that no matter where we fly, operate, or sail, we can do so in accordance with international law and prevent countries from using coercion to prevent people and nations from achieving full prosperity and their own destinies.
Look, Australia's foreign and defence ministers really pointedly didn't echo America's descriptions of Chinese coercion as the greatest threat facing the region. Do you see contradictions in Australia's economic relationship with China and our security interests?
Well, I really don't want to comment on Australia's economic or foreign policy. Again, from a U.S. standpoint, from our national defence strategy standpoint, the challenge that we see is that China continues to conduct coercive and dangerous activities in the region that, again, prevent nations from achieving their full prosperity. It's destabilizing activities such as militarizations militarization of islands in the South China Sea, for example, or most recently, we've seen some dangerous activities in the air. Again, we're not seeking conflict. Our focus is on trying to preserve stability and security in the region and ensuring that the Indo-Pacific remains free and open.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Patricia. I appreciate the opportunity.
That's the Pentagon's Press Secretary, Brigadier General Patrick S. Ryder.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.